The reinvention of Jesus, who he is and what he said, has been going on for some time. I mean, why wouldn't we want to morph him into something that fits more comfortably with our 21st century mindset? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. We each tend to see Jesus through the lens of our circumstances. And the more that an aspiration for affluence takes hold of our mindset, the more we see him from that perspective. Yeah, sure, life can be a struggle, but he loves me as one of his own. I'm special, I get a free ride. Surely Jesus came to make me healthy and wealthy. It's all too easy to start thinking like that. Jesus told a parable to explain the different ways in which what he had to say was received by various people. Here it is, a cut-down version focusing on our aspirations of affluence. Matthew chapter 13, verses 3, 7, 18, and 22. He told them this story. A farmer went out to sow seed. Some of the seed fell among thorny weeds. The weeds grew and stopped the good plants from growing. So listen to the meaning of the story about the farmer. And what about the seed that fell among the thorny weeds? That's like the people who hear the teaching, but let worries about this life and love for money stop them from growing. So it doesn't produce a crop in their lives. The crop he's talking about is a life changed so radically that his love ripples out through us to bring in a harvest of many more lives. An aspiration of affluence in his parable is likened to thorny weeds that stop us from growing. Jesus didn't come to make you wealthy. That's God's word fresh for you today. Sure, some people end up wealthy, but that's not the main aim of the game. He has untold other blessings for those whom he loves. Peace, joy, purpose. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Don't Miss Out on God's Blessing. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.